Ray was thought to be an odd boy. You will think him so, too, when you have read this story. Ray liked well enough to play with the boys at school, yet he liked better to be alone, under the shade of some tree, reading a fairy tale or dreaming daydreams. But there was one sport that he liked as well as his companions. That was kite flying. One day, when he was flying his kite, he said to himself, "I wonder if anybody ever tried to fly a kite at night. It seems to me it would be nice, but then if it were very dark, the kite could not be seen. What if I should fasten a light to it, though? That would make it show. I'll try it this very night." As soon as it was dark, without saying a word to anybody, he took his kite and lantern and went to a large open lot, about a quarter of a mile from his home. "Well," thought he, "this is queer. How lonely and still it seems without any other boys around. But I am going to fly my kite anyway." So he tied the lantern, which was made of tin punched full of small holes, to the tail of his kite. Then he pitched the kite, and, after several attempts, succeeded in making it rise. Up it went, higher and higher, as Ray let out the string. When the string was all unwound, he tied it to a fence, and then he stood and gazed at his kite as it floated high up in the air. While Ray was enjoying his sport, some people who were out on the street in the village saw a strange light in the sky. They gathered in groups to watch it. Now it was still for a few seconds. Then it seemed to be jumping up and down. Then it made long sweeps back and forth through the air.